is one, and the Wurstburger Diner and Cafe is the other. Active cases in Greene County jumped dramatically this week, reaching a high of 79.
This is Dennis Tech of Radio Birdman, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of Governor Andrew Cuomo and the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program administered by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXE sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support. Thank you.
WGXE is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of the Rodney Shop in Catskill, New York. WGXE's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxe.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Pardons and pentobarbital, Trump's lame duck swan song. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With Dennis Moynihan in our weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. Pardons and pentobarbital are defining the waning weeks of Donald Trump's presidency. Speculation is rampant over whether Donald Trump will grant himself a preemptive pardon, along with his three oldest children, Donald Jr., Ivanka, and Eric, his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, and his lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. If Trump does, he'll be the first president in U.S. history to pardon himself. Meanwhile, the 54 people on federal death row can expect no such mercy from Trump. He's already executed 8 federal prisoners, ending a 30-year hiatus in federal executions, and intends to kill 5 more before he leaves office on January 20th. 4 of those scheduled to die are African-American men, the other the only woman on federal death row. She would be the first woman executed by the federal government in nearly 70 years. These will be the first federal executions to occur during an outgoing president's lame duck period in over 130 years, since President Grover Cleveland executed 3 men of color. Cleveland lost the election, but would be the only president to win again 4 years later. The federal government's only death chamber at the U.S. Penitentiary in Terre Haute, Indiana, is only equipped to kill by lethal injection. In order to expedite the killing spree, the Trump administration has issued a rule change authorizing federal executions to take place by firing squad, poison gas, or electrocution as well. The change was to take effect on Christmas Eve, highlighting how cruel and barbaric the death penalty is. The effective date was quietly shifted to December 28th. The next federal prisoner scheduled to die is Brandon Bernard on December 10th, International Human Rights Day. All but one of his jurors was white, and now 5 of them say he should not be executed. The next day, December 11th, Alfred Bourgeois is set to be killed. Corey Johnson, whose attorneys say has an IQ of 69 and thus falls below the Supreme Court's standard allowing the death penalty, has an execution date of January 14th. Dustin Higgs is the final of the 4 African-American men Trump intends to execute just days before he leaves office. Higgs is slated to die on January 15th, Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. Study after study has confirmed deep racial bias in the application of the death penalty, primarily targeting African-American defendants in crimes with white victims.
It is a paroxysm of violence.
That's law professor Sandra Babcock. She founded the Cornell Center on the Death Penalty Worldwide. She was speaking on the Democracy Now! NewsHour. She's an advocate for Lisa Montgomery, the sole woman on federal death row. Babcock described the horrific childhood that Lisa Montgomery suffered.
She was a victim of incest, of gang rape, of child sex trafficking, of unimaginable violence for her entire life before she committed the crime for which she was sentenced to death. She is profoundly mentally ill. She began to dissociate when she was a teenager, when her father, her stepfather, built her a special room off the side of their trailer so he and his buddies could go in and rape her. Her mother sold her to the plumber and to the electrician, told her that she had to earn her keep. The jury never heard about the scope of her abuse or the impact that it had. She is the most broken of the broken.
Lisa Montgomery was sentenced to death in 2008 for the murder of a pregnant woman named Bobby Jo Stinnett. Montgomery lives imprisoned under constant sedation with powerful antipsychotic drugs to treat her severe mental illness. Babcock explains.
There are at least 16 women who have committed very similar crimes, and prosecutors in those cases recognize that these are crimes that are the product of trauma and mental illness.
During a legal visit with Montgomery in November, her two principal attorneys contracted COVID-19. A federal judge granted a delay, but her execution date has now been reset for January 12th. The Pew Research Center recently reported that Trump has used the power of clemency far less than any president in modern history, granting only 28 pardons and 16 commutations, including several to his political allies, less than one-half of 1% of clemency requests. President Barack Obama granted clemency 1,927 times by comparison. Renowned anti-death penalty activist Sister Helen Prejean, author of Dead Man Walking, said on Democracy Now!,
I think it's the callous brute force of the mentality of the Trump administration that he just believes that he can use force and kill people. He can use violence and force to make his point. There's no need for these executions to happen. You can't let frail, politically driven individuals decide you and you are going to die.
President-elect Joe Biden has said he supports ending the federal death penalty. It's outdated, racist, and ineffective. Like Donald Trump's presidency, it's time for the death penalty to end. I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.
He'll figure fits with coming up. When you stay down like this, you rock Phineas.
Okay.
He broke his head, put a boot on him. I hit the put out, put a move on him. He wanna be just like baby for real on the low, trying to do what I do on him.
Yeah.
Just so you prepared, I'ma let you know. They probably told you I'm scared, but I'm ready though.
No.
The industry can't take the hood out of me. About to go get some from a ghetto.
They do it nasty.
Pull up new whip and it's flashy. Gun on my hip and it's plastic. This the deluxe. I like her, but don't give a. Rough, I'm a daddy. That's how I live. She told me she wanna have kids. I told her don't know what that is. That ain't how we speak. I broke her heart in a piece. She probably gonna call Dr. Phil. I be feeling like I don't be popping enough. I be hopping. I'm showing my ass if I want it. Hang up the phone on that block to know. I told you don't play with me. And she be acting funny. Probably think need. I thought I was faking. She say I'm a cheat. They thought I was taking. I'm ready to mingle. The f*** is you saying? I always had a thing for ghetto.
where the Trinas. I'm known to set it off like Queen Latifah. You wanna make billboard, come get a feature. You f***ing with Baby Lin. Hot, number one song on the billboard. He still got a glamour. With you ain't gonna never see me hate on no think it's worth better. I'm trying to go shop with him. Yeah, what you need, Lin? We having the bags of gas and they moving fast. And you can imagine that on the way. My bro catch the pack like it's mad. Go! Having my way with the ad. Come on. On the floor with a mattress. They probably saying I'm not on y'all. I feel like, hey, are we talking about practice? I be feeling like I don't be popping enough. I be humble. I'ma keep showing my I won't. We talking about phone on my ass like the number. I told you don't play with me. She be acting practice. Funny. Probably thinking need. I thought I was faithful. She say I'm a cheat. They thought I was taking. I'm ready to mingle. The f*** is you saying, Lin?
You're listening to Clubhouse Radio live from the Casco Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXC, broadcasting in Accra, Catskill, and all the way in Hudson. That song that was just playing was Practice by the Baby. Today we're going to be talking about rappers and what they do with their lyrics and why they chose certain lyrics. So we're going to kick off our show after the local news and weather.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. HudsonValley360.com reports that Catskill, Coxsackie, and Cairo-Durham schools all reported COVID-19 cases in the past week, with Catskill and Cairo-Durham schools halting some in-person learning through December 7th. In all, Greenville Central School District has reported 8 coronavirus cases, and Hunter Tannersville had 3. Cairo-Durham has reported 4 positive tests, although the State Department of Health says there have been 5 cases there. Coxsackie Athens has had 3 cases, and Catskill has reported 4 COVID-19 cases. Windham Ashland Jewett has not reported any COVID-19 cases so far. Outside of schools, the Capital Region coronavirus hospitalizations hit a record high December 3rd, and 5 more Albany County residents died from coronavirus. Albany County announced 137 new cases on December 3rd, and Rensselaer County reported a daily record with 72 COVID cases. Columbia County announced 7 new COVID-19 cases December 3rd, and there were 13 more cases announced in Greene County. Dutchess County reported 70 new cases. Ulster County announced 67 more cases on December 3rd and over 1,000 active cases for only the second time. The last time there were this many coronavirus cases in Ulster County was April 26. Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan said it is, and I quote, the single worst 48-hour period since the beginning of the pandemic by pretty much all measures, end quote. Winter Walk organizers at Hudson Hall, Columbia County Department of Health Director Jack Mabb, and Hudson Mayor Kamal Johnson December 3rd announced fireworks plan for Saturday, December 5th have been postponed until 2021. All other activities for Winter Walk will proceed as scheduled, according to a press release. Mabb said, and I quote, fireworks at Winter Walk have always been something that draws people to city streets. The combination of the shops and restaurants being opened, coupled with the fireworks, made us concerned about the prospects of large gatherings of people and the possible spread of COVID-19 in our community. Our department has already seen a bump up in positives as a result of Thanksgiving, end quote. Hudson Hall Executive Director Tamara Dillon expressed respect for the Department of Health's recommendation and affirmed Hudson Hall's willingness to work with the city, and I quote, to ensure the safety of our community, end quote. On December 2nd, Mabb condemned the decision to hold the annual gathering, calling it a potential super spreader. Mabb said, and I quote, contact tracing would be impossible in this situation. I would really discourage this event from happening, end quote. Winter Walk will go on, including holiday lights, decorated shop windows, Santa's Village, holiday shopping, and more, but without any mass gathering events or street closures. And you can read more at HudsonHall.com. Rick Carlin is reporting for the Times Union. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo Thursday, December 3rd, signed legislation to ban toxic PFAS compounds from food packaging. compounds are commonly found in items ranging from pizza boxes to milk cartons and pastry bags, as well as wrappings for meat and fish. The measure was sponsored by Assembly Democrat Patricia Fahey of Albany and Manhattan Democrat State Senator Brad Holyman. PFAS, or perfluoroalkyl and polyfluoroalkyl chemicals, is a dangerous and cancer-causing class of chemicals. They have drawn public scrutiny in recent years after the chemicals turned up in various municipal water supplies. The so-called forever chemicals come from manufacturing, such as the case in Hoosick Falls, or from firefighting foam used in fire drills in Cairo. They can remain in a person's bloodstream for long periods of time. With the passage of the bill, New York joins Maine and Washington states in banning PFAS from food containers. The bill signing comes on the heels of Cuomo's approval of legislation to ban the incineration of firefighting foam that contains the chemical at the Norlight aggregate plant in Cohoes. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics. U.S. Representative Sean Patrick Maloney has been elected to lead the campaign arm of the House Democrats. In choosing the Cold Spring Democrat, the party is turning to a lawmaker elected from a northern suburban district in New York who unseated a Republican in 2012 and has held the seat since. Maloney said in a statement posted to Twitter, and I quote, "I am honored and humbled to earn the trust of my colleagues to lead the DNCC at this pivotal moment in history. Now it's time for House Democrats to unite and go forward together. We need a unified front to win in 2022. We will protect this majority for the people," end quote. This year, Republican candidates were able to pick up congressional seats, and the party could face further challenges in the 2022 elections. Maloney is an experienced fundraiser representing a district not far from New York City, home to prominent Democratic donors. And you can read the full story at nystateofpolitics.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at wgxc.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, December 4th. Scattered showers ranging from mostly snow this morning to rain this afternoon. No accumulation is expected. Temperatures start out at 40 degrees and rise to 47 by 2 p.m. Rain continues through the night as temperatures fall to 38 at dawn. The rain intensifies tomorrow morning, and the thermometer doesn't budge, staying around 38 degrees all day. Rain ends as snow around 7 p.m. Gusty winds reaching 30 miles per hour will be present. Secure lawn items before tomorrow night. Sunday is looking dry with a high of 38. Today's tide schedule is high at 5:18 a.m., low at 11:22 a.m. and high again at 4:59 p.m. Sunset today will be at 4:11 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:05 a.m. Looking way up, we see that yesterday the Chinese lander Chang'e 5 has successfully completed a liftoff from the moon's surface with rock samples due to rendezvous with an orbiter tomorrow to begin its trip home. Solar wind speed is currently 352 kilometers per second at 0.2 protons per milliliter. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 2, quiet. The current sunspot number is 40. And this has been the better weather, brought to you by the Catskill Maker Syndicate.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Wayfarm's WGXC is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Wayfarm Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Alfdermar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Here's what we do at the clubhouse. 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 It be fun at the clubhouse. Music stay loud at the clubhouse. Staff be cool at the clubhouse. Not just mine, that's your house. Music program. Clubhouse, got a drum set at the clubhouse, got a piano at the clubhouse, make your own beats at the clubhouse, get on the video at the clubhouse, share your voice at the clubhouse, express yourself at the clubhouse, tracks program at the clubhouse, be yourself at the clubhouse, no judgment at the clubhouse, no drama at the clubhouse, we accept you at the clubhouse.
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. That was a Clubhouse original theme song by, who was it by again? JW. I see. My bad. The views we express on Clubhouse Radio may not represent the views and opinions of the Clubhouse parent organization and the Mental Health Association of Columbia Greene. So today, we are here with DJ Ricky.
DJ Sean Money.
Any Money,
you know. Okay, so today, first thing on, we're going to be talking about lyrics. So we have a song called Whoopty by an artist named CJ. And they have this thing on Genius. I don't know if you guys heard of it or not, but he, like, basically, they just have rappers sing their songs and then explain the meaning of it. So we have the song. I've watched the Genius, but the Genius isn't blurred out and stuff. So we're going to play this and then here and there, I'll tell you what he means by certain parts. So, yeah.
Happy on the asset social, man. Loyalty over royalty, I know the vibes.
Fuck your cutie feet. Whoop it. Come outside of some movie. Blue cheese. I swear I'm addicted to blue cheese. I gotta stick to this paper like blue sleep. Blame by my chicken like it's a two-piece. You can have your back, she a groupie, she just all my kids in a two-seat. Swagged out, familiar, we bringing them gas out. I still got some racks stuffed in the trap house. Off the 42, I'm back out.
So, I don't know if you heard it, but he said blue cheese, right? Right? He said, I'm addicted to blue cheese. So, that lyric is him, not like the sauce blue cheese, unless, which I probably thought it was. It's not that. If you ain't noticed, on the new $100 bill, there's this blue line going down, like, the side of it. So, that's what he meant when he said, blue cheese. Like, he's addicted to getting blue cheese, basically. Like, money, you know? Okay.
I'm bullshit. Swim back with a full clip. They say I'm moving ruthless. And my shooters, they shooting. I'm on second and roof, Chris. I get the breeze, then it's adios. If I'm with your then she give it. When I see police, then we gang low. That's another piece. That's another zone. Ice in the VVs. Now she down to get treated. I got all this water on me like Fiji. I'm posted up with hats and the sleazies. Zaza, it goes straight to the mata. Then I'm up in the chopper, hitting the cha-cha. Open his then he dancing my chata. Zaza, it goes straight to the mata. Then I'm up in the chopper, hitting the cha-cha. Then I'm open his then he dancing my chata. Whooped it, I'm outside of some movie. Blue cheese, I swear I'm addicted to blue cheese. I gotta stick to this paper like blue sleep. I'm by my chicken like it's a two-piece. You can have your back, she a groupie. She just kids in a two-seat. Swagged out. Familiar, we bringing them gas out. I still got some racks stuffed in the trap house. Off the 42, I'm blowing her out. I'm bullshit. Swim back with a full clip. They say I'm moving real.
ruthless. And my shooters, they shooting. I won't say they ruthless.
So basically when he said what's it called? Rewind it real quick. Alright, never mind. So there's this lyric where he said, for Millie we bring in the gas out, right? So Millie was one of his friends that had died, right? So when he said for Millie we bring in the gas, he basically said like they going crazy for him. They say he was gonna hit a milli for milli, and his song has about 8 million views right now on YouTube. So he did hit a milli for milli. Yo Sha. You feel the song? Like you mess with it? Question mark? You mess with the whoopty?
Yeah.
Where? Alright. One of our guests kind of had to step out, but basically now we just gonna
vibe out.
No, we're not. we have mad time left.
Dead vibe out.
Okay, we could just vibe out basically. I forgot. So December 2nd, right? That was Juice WRLD's birthday, so we kind of, you know, figured since there wasn't a radio show on Wednesday, we was gonna pay him some tribute today and play one of his songs. Happy belated birthday.
No cap.
Yeah.
Lighter. Nah, in the room. You work numbers, work wonders. You didn't woke me up from my eternal slumber. I'm the lightning, you're the thunder. There's a difference between I need you and I want you. Girl, I need you. Good sex, let the conversations get a little deeper. Tell me your darkest secrets that you wouldn't even tell Jesus. My karma been tweaking so much I don't even believe in karma. But you give me a reason to thank God for all these recent falls. Practice at 38, I've been getting all. I didn't chill out on the drugs since you've been involved. Suck it like it's law. Speak me like it's law. No protection on my heart, that damn it, I'm gon' hit it raw. Traumatized from my past, yeah, I keep it low. In my mind, in my head, where that shit belong. They say you after my bread, shit, I hope they wrong. You already ran up the bins, we can have a ball. Hit it from the back, humming up. Call a play, huddle up. This, that, good luck. Flaws and sin. Your scars are really gorgeous. Ain't that a weird way to give compliments? I'm all, I'm really all in. I fell in love with all your flaws and sin. Your scars are really gorgeous. I see light in all the darkness. Whoa, attaboy, I can turn to a man. High chills when my skin is on your skin. Hope you know that if you ever try to catch a couple out the FN. And Cupid ain't give you a headshot. So I don't got no choice but to leave you with a headshot. Look at the way I make that fucking bed rock. Wear your ring finger. I need red light. Got my sights on your head. Ooh, red dot. We some best that made it out of hell. Ooh, red hot. Do, hey, go all night. Boom star. We ain't gonna be finished to the sun. So. Flaws and scars are really gorgeous. Ain't that a
playing Tiptoe. All right, that was Flaws and Sins by Juice WRLD, R.I.P. We have another song called Tiptoe by Chef G and Sleepy Hollow. So we're going to play that and then tell y'all a little bit about it.
Hold on. Tiptoe, pockets on fat like a hippo. I turn white to a widow. Bro just got blood on his new coat. Then hold on. I gave it cause she love it. I asked her what she wants, she said nothing. Broken bag on the back cause she frontin'. Broken bag in the back cause she cap a lot. I do drugs, I trap a lot. Bad ass, she laugh a lot. She be in the club, shake ass a lot. Don't send an addy cause we got the drop. Came from the bottom, now we at the top. Whoa, what? Ha. I put my thumb in the ha. I just been running in the dark, but I'm like a stitch in the cut. Yeah, bro got a pound in the runch, and we smoking, not bagging it up. Yeah, whoa. She stepped in the room with no clothes, so the lean back, Fat Joe. My body different, I could take it so. Only two ways this could go. You know, I like fast cars, nice clothes. Oh no, my heart so cold. Don't love me, let me go. Hold on, step up, jump in that water, get wet up. I like her best friend better. Might let her tow my Beretta. I don't bet you much, turd, Stevie never let up. I'm too hot, dog, better catch up. Hold on, hold on. I'm too hot, dog, better catch up. Pull up, pop out. Dog got my thock, you get knocked out. Ride through the block with the top down. I'ma clean them up, I brought the mop out. Hey, wait. Say they love me, but I'm trying to see how. Free my gang, got them up in the dog pound. Ran it up, ain't no putting my dogs down. Hold on.
Ran it up, ain't no putting my dogs down. Hold on, hey, ran it up, ain't no putting my dogs down.
They know I'm too fat to tiptoe. Doc can help you to rest, ain't no pillow. Make me search for your house, this ain't Zillow. Bullets sick from the Smith, ain't no willow. Hold on, wait, did they just, what? Did they turn the beat off in this? Spit that heat, see the steam off in this? Stay with brooms out the cleaning type of shit. Wait, cause I'm feeling myself like I'm about to beat off. No home on my Glock, got a and I walk with a limp like I'm deformed. Shorty needs to bomb, that's a C4. Bring pressure to those who oppose on the Vosh. I got them big packs on me, nobody built. If you know me.
So, that was Tiptoe by, I'm on, right? You can hear me? Yeah. So, we have somebody who knows and can talk about the song Before Flaws and Sins by Juice WRLD, our guest Imani. So...
Like the way that he speaks, like if you actually listen to the lyrics, like I love it. So like, and it's actually another song by him called Real S Word. Can't say that, but it like just dropped like yesterday, I think, or the day before yesterday, and it's so fire.
Keep going.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Juice WRLD's music is, like, so fire. Like, if you just listen to his voice, like, all of his lyrics, like, people think that he's so sad. Like, or, like, all his music is sad.
Nah, for sure, I could feel that, because, like, when I be listening to his song, like, All Girls Are the Same.
Uh-huh.
Like, Lucid Dreams, all that. That was mad, kind of depressing in a way.
Yeah, but, like... But you gotta listen to all of his songs in order.
Alright, so technical difficulties. Anyways, Juice WRLD, you know, R.I.P.
His birthday was a couple days ago.
Yeah, right. it was so, on December 2nd, right?
December 2nd, Tuesday. Right.
I mean, Wednesday.
So, for now, before we go on break to the news... We have a quick song break, Corday Gifted featuring Roddy Ricch. We're going to let you guys hear that, and we'll be right back.
I was supposed to say that. But yeah, peace. I met 30 and we connected like the Wi-Fi. Hopped in the Phantom.
them disappeared like wildlife. I told that I would make it, they say no way. Watch them that might eat up off of your plate. They call me sliding on the E-way with the heat on the seat. I got tennis chains with crosses, but I still keep a peace. I was 12 years with the Tommy fit, 15 cracking Bobby. I was 17 years on this earth when I popped the perk when my body itched. Need a pound of when I'm drawn and slow. I was down below where the Roddy Rich. We was slap boxing, no karate kid. Start to see the difference with a lot of. And my grandma got a lot of kids. My witch farm, no mileage is. Hit 7th, 5th and got a pot of fit, but I still got a lot of wild. This that I asked for. My last year I was mad for. See my mama cry over homicide. Now she down the fly, she got a passport. And my brother locked for a back door. Got my grandmama new Jaguar. Big body whips like Shaq card. No credit check, straight cash card. No stress, I progress. That's most death like Black Star.
In the future in my automobile. Stack paper, don't do no
I got a whole lot of people that's been counting on me. Got this bad little shawty going down on it.
I met shorty and we connected like the Wi-Fi. Hopped in the Phantom, disappeared like wildlife.
I told that I would make it, they say no way. Watch them that might eat up off of your plate.
They call me sliding on the E-way with the heat on the seat. I got tennis chains with crosses, but I still keep a peace.
Living out my dream, my life is different. If I want it, then I'ma get it. Living every day like it's Christmas. Cause I'm gifted. And I know I'm a gifted. And I know that I'm gifted. And I know I'm a gifted. Cause I'm gifted.
I got a whole lot of people that's been counting on me. Got this bad little shawty going down on the. I met shorty and we connected like the Wi-Fi. Hopped in the Phantom, disappeared like wildlife.
I told that I would make it, they say no way. Watch them that might eat up off of your plate.
They call me sliding on the E-way with the heat on the seat. I got tennis chains with crosses, but I still keep a peace.
Right now, we are getting ready to go to the news, so we will be back after that. Yeah.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Aaliyah Schneider is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Hudson Mayor Kamal Johnson has signed into law a measure to regulate the use of short-term lodging in the city. Johnson approved the law following a brief public hearing Thursday, December 3rd. The Common Council unanimously approved the resolution on November 17th. Johnson said, and I quote, "This is an important step for our community. There are a lot of misconceptions about this law. Owner-occupied short-term rentals are still allowed, and this law also helps their businesses." The council has been crafting this law for over 2 years and passed it unanimously, end quote. Short-term rentals are now permitted by the city of Hudson if a resident of the city operates up to 3 units on the same parcel where the resident lives. A person who owns a residence in Hudson and lives there at least 50 days of the year may operate it as a short-term rental unit for a maximum of 60 days per calendar year. A building or unit that is not permitted to operate as a short-term rental but was entitled to do so before the law was adopted and was operating as a short-term rental prior to March 6th and paid a lodging tax for the period ending May 31st may continue to operate for a year from the law's effective date. The Zoning Board of Appeals will also have the option to give a short-term rental owner an extension to continue operating for up to 3 years after the law is enacted if certain conditions are met. Editor's note, Johnson is a WGXC on-air volunteer programmer, and you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Perry Teasdale is reporting for the Columbia paper. Jack Mabb, director of the Columbia County Department of Health, said this week the county has been told to begin preparations for administering a COVID-19 vaccine under Tier 1 of the planned rollout. Tier 1 vaccine doses will be administered to healthcare workers and other essential personnel, among others.
MAB said senior citizens in nursing homes will receive their Tier 1 vaccine doses from CVS and Walgreens pharmacies. Nursing students from Columbia Green Community College have been enlisted in the effort. The vaccines likely to be distributed first are one made by Pfizer and BioNTech, and a different vaccine by Moderna. Most must be shipped and stored at extremely low temperatures. They lose their effectiveness after 3 days in conventional refrigeration. Both vaccines require two injections with 2 weeks in between. MAB said there has been a spike in new cases, which he and other public health officials believe is an indicator of a surge in the illness from travel and lack of precautions during the Thanksgiving holiday. And he said, as winter weather has begun to arrive, and I quote, people are getting sicker, end quote. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Melanie Lekosevic is reporting for Capital Region Independent Media. Coymanstown Supervisor George McHugh recently met with representatives from the New York State Thruway Authority and Governor Andrew M. Cuomo's office to discuss the possibility of adding a new restricted exit off the tollway leading to the industrial area in the hamlet. The proposal would reduce the amount of truck traffic traversing the town and village by giving trucks direct access to the thruway rather than driving local roads. McHugh told the town board at its November meeting, and I quote, state officials don't disagree. They actually agree with it. They also think it's a proactive approach, especially given what's going on down at the port and the industrial park with the offshore wind project, and that it's only going to get worse, end quote. Large industrial projects are completed at businesses at the Port of Coymans, such as a pair of large offshore wind projects, an 816-megawatt Empire wind project, and an 880-megawatt Sunrise wind project. The town and state are working together to compile the documentation needed requesting a new exit before an application is submitted through the Thruway Authority to the federal government. And you can read more about this story in the Ravenna News Herald. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grand. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Queen B, won't no smoke with me. Then turn his mouth. 800
degree. All right, you're listening to Savage Megan Thee Stallion. Yeah, featuring Beyonce. So in this second half of the show, we're gonna be talking about. I mean, you guys saw the fight. Was it on Saturday or Sunday? Which one? It was on Sunday. So the fight on Sunday with Nate Robinson and Jake Paul that kind of was trending for forever, literally.
So that fight. We all know what the outcome was gonna be. I mean, for me, when I seen that, it wasn't me saying to Nate like stick to your own realm. Like, it's always good to try new things, but. Yeah. When it's just the fact that Jake has had some experience and Nate has never had a professional fight in his life. And so it's a difference when you're on an NBA court and then you step into a boxing ring. It's two different worlds.
Oh, yeah, definitely different.
I mean, nah, because Nate Robinson, when you look at him, you think he's like really built and stuff. But yeah, you're right. Like,
no cap. I'm not going to cap. When I see Nate, I thought Nate was going to walk out with a dub. I'm not going to lie.
See, Nate Robinson is kind of like, oh. Especially with his athletic ability, but... Yeah, no defense, that fight, basically. So.
Right.
Yeah, I thought, like, Jake Paul was only, like, Disney Channel and, like, YouTube, like, pranks and stuff. Like, I never thought of him as an actual boxer. Like, I see him, like, boxing all the time, but, like, I don't think of him as, like real-life boxing, like, real people, like, real boxers, right. Professionally.
I just feel like he ain't blocked whatsoever. He had no defense.
Oh yeah, well Nate, no. The thing was, I don't think Nate had enough time to prepare. Like, cause the fight happened so soon, when you look at Jake Paul and how much experience he had with fighting, like he had a fight prior to that, but Nate Robinson just,
yeah, it's
he probably like, had a couple of street fights, but no right. actual.
See, like, it's different than when you're having a fight outside of the boxing ring because you don't have gloves on, and so you're kind of...
And there's regulations.
You know, there's regulations and there's rules. So when you see Nate, you know, coming out there swinging, I'm like, oh, okay. Nate, you might want to calm down a bit and kind of like, you know, maybe try and get yourself a stance. But what really killed me was the Snoop Dogg commentary. It's what really right? sent me. He was like, Nate's okay. He'll get up. He's from the hood. And it made me, it just, you know, that no. like seeing things like that just made me laugh really
the,
hard.
The fight that Snoop commentated that had me dying was the one with Mike Tyson and what's his
Mike
name?
Tyson
and
Roy Mike, Jones.
Yo, man said, yo, I feel like two of my uncles outside the barbecue fighting, throwing hands. Yeah. These grown men fighting in the backyard.
Sorry, somebody just came here and interrupted us.
Yeah,
So the fight with Mike Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. I think that was kind of messed up how they did at the end.
That was a good fight. Draw. For me, I feel like Mike Tyson won. You could clearly see Roy Jones stumbling.
Nah, I'm not gonna lie.
And
Roy
so
Jones,
he
was
came,
grabbing. He was grabbing a lot.
Yeah, it seemed like because when you see how old Mike Tyson is now compared to when he last stepped in the ring.
Oh, my God. It's such a difference.
There's a difference in his momentum and, like, the way he hits. He still hits just as hard. Nah, and even in the post-interview, Roy Jones had addressed it. The body shots were really getting into
That's
him.
What
so,
I was just
like,
about
he
to
was,
say that.
He was holding a
I
lot.
I was scared for him because, like, you could see those rib shots, bro. Like,
yeah, I saw him stumbling. I was like, oh, man, Roy Jones might
get
knocked out.
I'm like, bro, this dude about to break his rib. Like,
and a lot
bro.
Of people were fearful for him, like, very fearful.
Everybody knew that Mike Tyson was going to come in there swinging. Like, you know the physical power
bro.
That Mike Tyson has, and Roy Jones Jr., I don't think he's
dangerous.
Prepared for that.
Right.
Like, he just...
Yo, y'all know Mike Tyson had his own show?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think it was on Adult Swim. It was really funny, though.
He's mad funny.
He's on Adult Swim? Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I saw that.
The cartoon, it was really funny.
It was mad jokey.
It really, the parrot, oh, my God.
I was
going to
be mad because I had to wait till like 10 o'clock at night to watch it.
Right.
I was bad about that,
you know you weren't supposed to be staring up at that time. You
know
you had to go.
Turn the volume mad low on the TV.
Especially things like when I used to stay up to watch Family Guy. Horrible.
You know you had
horrible
to go to,
because I knew I had to go to school tomorrow, so I knew it was going to take a toll on my
body. Your parent
ever
walk in? Are you playing a game? You going to be mad bad?
Nah, yeah. I'm not even going to lie. One time, right? Like, y'all ever be having to use the bathroom? Right while y'all gaming, but you know you're not supposed to be up at like 1, 2
right.
o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
So when you go to pee, you like pee on the side of the toilet.
So you don't make noise?
Yeah. So you hit the fast. Side so it falls in the water.
Yeah.
I do that all the time.
Nah, you can't tell me the most frightening thing as a kid is when your mom or dad turn on the light.
You're supposed to be asleep, and then they turn on the light. Yeah.
Not even gonna lie. Y'all ever got caught taking food out the kitchen?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I got a story for y'all. I got a story for y'all.
Used to go in the kitchen and get
bro,
the
like,
food.
It was, for me, it was the night before Thanksgiving, and I wasn't supposed to be in the kitchen.
Right.
But of course, where was I?
In the kitchen.
Like,
so my mom, she loved making cakes. I don't know why, but I would sneak downstairs. I figured the cake. I was like, bro, this is good. But I couldn't take a piece. So I would take like a spoon.
Or
would,
it would be like
I would
too
gloss
much
over.
Of a, yeah.
I would gloss over so it didn't look like it.
Yeah.
No, I don't know about that. That's not nasty. But I remember one time I walked in the kitchen, right? And I thought my aunt had left, right? And I went in there and grabbed mad snacks, right? And was about to go back in my room. My aunt was in the hallway. She was still in the house. I thought she had left. And so I was walking back to my room, and she was walking to the kitchen, and we met up. I was like, oh, my God. She was like, boy, if you don't put them snacks back right now. I was like, oh, my God.
He's
like,
oh, yeah, you got caught. there was no recovering it. Exactly.
So, Imani, do you have a story?
Nah. Honestly, like, I literally just grew up with my cousins, and, like, we just been, like, living together, basically. But, like they're coming up from the city, and then us coming go to the city. Literally just, like, every weekend. It's just, like, that's literally how our whole life has been. Like, we just been living it together.
Another thing is, like, for me, like, when I was... I think I used to live, it was like a little bit like on Main Street. Some of y'all might not know where that is, but I used to live on Main Street by the pizza shop. And so we used to have this fridge in my house that used to have an alarm sign when it was open for too long.
Oh my
goodness. And so I'm up at night, I'm the only one up. And so I'm searching through. myself. I'm not even thinking about the alarm, and then all I hear is beep, 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 beep. I'm like, oh no, everybody's about to wake up. And then my dad wakes up. He's about to come in the kitchen. My mom wakes up. He's about to come in the kitchen. My sister, you know, like
who
everyone.
Who in the kitchen? Someone steal it?
Right. And I was like, oh no, please don't let it be this.
Guys, if y'all really think about it, being a boxer or like a wrestler, that's scary.
It's so much like so much pain that's on your body. Scary. Like when you really,
like,
when
like
you really
imagine
think about
someone
that,
punching you over and over in your ribs or like
oh
in your face. Like, or like imagine having to punch someone over and over. They get mad bloody. That's like you would be like a murderer.
Just thinking about that would like that feel like that really could scar someone like mentally like
well,
that.
Well, I don't know because like if you really if you got that mindset. Like,
yeah, like, unless like you like fighting.
Right.
Like think about football. Like when like you on the when you on the field and they be like get mad or use that anger.
Okay, yeah, like the aggression motivated towards something to.
I could relate to that, right? Because in basketball season, I had like 3 fouls in the first quarter, right? So my coach had to sit me, and when I got back in the on the court, bro, you have no idea how mad I was,
right?
Because I was out the game seeing my teammates scoring and stuff. I was tight,
right?
I got in the game, we was losing by like 20. I dropped like 25 that game, and I had like 0 in the first quarter. I swear. And I was just mad.
It's definitely the worst thing in the world to be fouled out of a game.
Oh my god.
Especially when y'all are down, like down like 2 points. Knowing you can bring the score up, that'd be the worst thing in the world. Like especially if it's like a bad foul. Like say you were taking a charge. Like
especially
if they don't give you the charge.
Like exactly, like they call the foul on you instead of the other person.
Y'all ever do that? Y'all ever do that in 2K when y'all be playing like a quick game or something? You got somebody with 5 fouls, and you gonna take a charge, and they be like blocking foul. I be like, yo, really?
Like you just be trying to get them out. Give me that last foul real quick.
And then I got,
and then when it's supposed to be a block and they don't give it to you.
Fat, I hate that. They like you press Y, go up for the block animation, they just posterize you. I'm like, bruh. God, get a block.
And then they freeze you, and they freeze you when they grab it. Oh my god,
that'd be annoying. Too giving. Stop.
Right. So back to the fighting. Like as in like the entire like fighting realm in general. So like for me, I feel like people will say like you know how like wrestling is like fake and it's scripted and stuff. Like these people actually like sit there and like they take these bumps. Like when they get hit with like chairs and stuff they like jump off stuff. Like that stuff actually hurts them. Like people like they get seriously injured. Like wrestlers like in the wrong one like that hurts them. Like
really,
they grow up and they have like back problems and like
really
knee problems. Like that stuff is like real.
Could you imagine starting from boxing, bro? Going to a whole different sport, and then when you get old, your body be hurting, bro.
Oh man, I
course,
can't
that's
imagine
naturally
that.
Gonna happen, right?
Yeah, I feel like that's my worst fear. Like, what if I can't be like not be able to move, like not be able to function?
Yeah,
people like, that do boxing, bro, they gotta have a high pain tolerance, bro.
Yeah,
my fault.
No, and people don't understand. Like, sports are fun. Like. I hate when kids don't play sports.
Bro, like, bro, what is you doing?
They be like, Fortnite's the best. Like, yo.
Like, no.
Go outside.
No,
like, go play a sport, bro. Like, find you something like basketball. Even if it's like tennis or bowling. Bowling is even active.
Right. So then when you try to get that one kid to play the sport, you try to get one kid to play the sport.
That's indoor sport.
Hold on. You try to get one kid to play a sport. All you do is play sports. Like, bro.
All you do is play the game. So, look.
Like, bro, right?
Like, at least you're getting active and, like, getting something to do, you know?
Thanks.
Literally, if you don't play a sport in high school, like, it's over because you're not playing a sport in college and you're not playing a sport after
Well, actually, you don't know that.
No, actually.
Because how are you going to get
You don't know that. Some people make the transition in exactly
this,
at college.
This female that I know from TikTok, right? She started basketball and she was in 10th grade as a sophomore. Okay. She started basketball and she went D1.
Come on.
Okay.
So it's not like it's impossible to go. To like be one of the best, starting late, you just gotta put the time and dedication in.
Now, my question for y'all: was y'all ever do boxing?
No,
nope.
I'm too scared to hit my nose. Put money on it, like pads, everything. Mm-mm. Like, mm-mm. No,
mm-mm. It depends on who I'm boxing.
It depends on how much money.
Let's say you have a year. You have 1 year.
Okay,
to train.
A year training.
Yeah.
Okay.
To get your body.
How prepared are they?
Yeah, like have they trained as much like, as I've trained?
Like how many fights have they had?
Y'all both new to the boxing scene, bro.
Oh, we're both new, y'all both got a year to y'all belt.
It depends on how tall they are.
Have I at least had a match yet?
No.
Y'all both new. Y'all both new to the set.
That's perfect because I like when people are right at my level. Of course.
Now, the thing. But the only thing is, they're over your weight level.
No, I'm not fighting a heavyweight at the bantamweight.
No, not heavyweight.
I don't even think we'd be able to fight. Because if we're in two different weight classes.
No, because look. Think Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson fought people that were above his weight level.
He was a heavyweight.
Well, he was.
Actually, he was a light heavyweight, and then he went to a heavyweight.
Because he put on those extra pounds throughout his boxing career.
But the man was still brolic, though.
Yeah.
Who y'all think is better? Like, who was the better... in their prime, Muhammad Ali or Mike Tyson?
I wouldn't. Because it's hard. They're two different fighters, but Muhammad Ali, I feel like when I see him, I feel like he was a bit more aggressive, like it was speed, than Mike Tyson was. Mike Tyson was pretty fast. I won't lie, Mike Tyson was fast.
Yo, I was playing. Matter of fact, when we talk about speed, I was playing Fight Night, right? And I was Muhammad Ali. Bro, when I tell you, he's like, you know how you press, like, you weave and stuff?
Yeah.
And, like, depending on your weight, you go slower and stuff?
Yeah.
Bro, he was doing, like, 10 weaves every, like, 2 seconds.
That's a 10.
I'm like, yo, this is cheating.
Yeah.
It was annoying. But, nah. All right, so y'all know who George Foreman is?
Yeah.
All right. Him in his prime or Mike Tyson in his prime?
Mike Tyson. I'm going to take Mike Tyson on that.
George Foreman, he was... He hit very hard.
I feel like Mike Tyson just didn't care when he was younger, bro.
Have you ever had a George Foreman grill?
Yeah, I have.
I've had like two or three. Okay, so after boxing, I think because he started making like grills and stuff and like kitchen stuff. And so like,
I thought you meant like teeth grills.
No, mouth guards? Like cooking grills.
Oh.
And so, like, I was like, yeah, so that's it was pretty cool. I used it a couple times, made, like, a grilled cheese.
You know what's crazy? I never knew that George Foreman grills were named after a person.
You didn't?
I didn't know who George Foreman was.
You haven't seen the commercials?
Until just now.
I am. Okay.
So now you know. See, we all learn new things every day.
My question is, like, what did Mike Tyson actually do?
He beat people up because he was bored?
I mean, after, he was done with boxing. What did he do?
He did some business stuff. I seen a little bit of it. Like the show, like the Cartoon Network and stuff. He made like a few appearances on like cartoons.
All right. Well, I saw this story on TikTok one time, right? And it was a story about how something had happened to Mike. Oh yeah, Mike Tyson's daughter had got killed, right? You know, she died.
Yeah.
And they asked him what his first thought was at the time. He said his first thought was to just grab a gun and go crazy.
That's what he said.
Nah, I'm not gonna cap. Whenever I just hear Mike Tyson's voice, bro, I'm like,
nah, I just feel like craziness in him, bro. Nah, I thought he'd be spitting a lot.
He seems like a really cool person. If I was chilling with Mike Tyson, he just seems like he may seem like pretty scary at first, but he seems like a pretty cool person. And he's coming out of Catskill. Shout out Catskill.
I feel like he's one of those type of people. Who will always bring up boxing, no matter what y'all talking about.
Even though y'all like cereal too.
But only the boxing part of it.
You know, there's a cereal that I'm on, box cereal.
Yeah, facts.
I feel like he would seem like a pretty scary person.
Like meeting him at first, but like once you really get to know him, like he seems like a pretty cool person. Like he seems pretty chill. And like the other thing is, why doesn't he ever acknowledge Catskill? He come from here.
Ooh.
He doesn't ever acknowledge us.
Forgot his roots? Question mark?
Nah. I don't think he has. They announced him from Catskill, I think. Yeah, he did. They did, right? Yeah.
Did they?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. But besides that, it's actually almost time for our closeout. But we'll keep talking for a little bit. So, with the whole Jake Paul and Nate Robinson fight, my first few thoughts coming into this, I thought, you know, Nate may have trained a little bit, and I thought that Nate may have did his research before he gave the opportunity for Jake to box him. I don't know if he was ready, but I feel like the fact that he kind of approached Jake and kind of took the initiative, kind of made it worse for him since he got knocked out. You know, when you talk and you can't back it up, you know, that makes you look bad on your half.
I'm not going to lie. I felt bad for him because, like, after I seen that, I was like, bro. And then I went on Instagram, bro, and I just see mad memes, bro. Like, they was dogging him, just paw dogs him, bro. Like,
that's rude. I feel.